was laughter for like 12 minutes.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online. Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 99. This is the last of the double-digit episodes, everyone. How about that? It's episode 99 for Wednesday, the 18th of June, 2008. And coming up on today's show, I've got a few voice letters. Plus, I want you to listen carefully and let me know if you think Archer shat himself on yesterday's show. Oh, Lord. Hi, everyone. Oh, shit. I'm recording on the wrong thing. Well, damn. I'm still recording. What the fuck have I done? Oh, Lord. It is ruined, y'all. Oh, hold on a second. Let me see if I can fix this. There. I think that's got it. Is that better? Do I sound normal now? No, well, normal is relative. I know. Hi, everyone. It is hump day, and it is the full moon. How appropriate that the full moon would fall during Big Fatty's 99th show. That just seems way too appropriate, doesn't it? I don't know why, but it does. Y'all, a couple of things. I have caught up on The Mole, except for Monday night's show. Y'all, it's a good show. If you're not watching it, you need to be watching it. It's really, really well done, and I enjoy it. Even without Anderson Cooper is all I got to say. Now, y'all, I had asked you on yesterday's show if some of you could help me out in with some ideas on how to get a good deal on a rental car in the San Franciscos and the Palm Springs. And I got several different suggestions, and I think, I don't remember off the top of my head, but I want to say Amy. And I'm going to check it right now, just like Mr. Archer. And speaking of Archer, y'all, we're going to talk about something he did on his show that was brought to my attention. And I want y'all to listen to this when we get to it and see. Well, where the fuck is that? Okay, there it is. Was it Amy? Amy suggested that Amy sent me the codes from her company to try to use those, but those didn't help me, Amy, because I wasn't traveling on company business. But anyway, who was it that sent that to me? Was it the Haggis Mom? I believe, yes, it was the Haggis Mom. And the Haggis Mom, who is going to be in the San Franciscos, not this coming weekend, but the following weekend for the Gay Pride, the weekend before Big Fatty, of course, she suggested that I check out the Hot Wire for the car rental. And we have done that, and I didn't get such a great deal from the Hot Wire in the San Franciscos, although she said she did. But I did get a good deal in the Palm Springs with the Hot Wire. So anyway, thank you to everyone who suggested some different things for me. And so Big Fatty now has a rental car for the San Franciscos and for the Palm Springs. And you know, Miss Kitty and I chitta-chatted today because, you know, Miss Kitty will be traveling with me to the Californias on July the 4th. Y'all, by the way, I'm up walking around, so if you hear noise, it's probably me just you know, old people get up and just kind of wander, you know, just wander around and piddle. It's one of the great things I got about getting old is you just piddle. And I don't mean like, you know, a wet spot or anything. You just piddling. But anyway, Miss Kitty called the Bex Motor Lodge just to make sure that our reservation was indeed on the books. And, you know, when he first tried to make those reservations, he was speaking to someone by the name of Simple. And, y'all, I'm not real comfortable when, you know, you call a hotel and you say, "Hello, thank you for calling Bex Motor Lodge. This is Simple." Ooh, maybe I'll call back. Okay, but anyway, Simple was able to handle reservations properly, and we have verified that there will be the interwebs in the room, so Big Fatty will be doing shows from the San Franciscos while he's out there. Now, y'all, I have gotten a new person over on the listener map, and that is George in Illinois. And George, you know, commented on some of the different pictures that Big Fatty posted over the weekend, but now George has stuck his pen in the listener map over there at the BFO. And y'all, if you haven't been over to the BFO, you're welcome to go over there and just kind of look around. Big Fatty puts his travel plans and all that kind of stuff up, and he also has his different shows listed and different other fun stuff listed. And, you know, then there are the fat favorites also. And, y'all, it's coming up on the 100th show, and several people have asked me, well, Big Fatty, we want to do something nice for you for your 100th show. Well, y'all, you do something nice for me every day by listening to the show, and there's really nothing I would want you to do more than that. If you insist, you know, you can always go to iTunes and write Big Fatty a review, a five-star review over there. I haven't said that in many, many weeks, and, you know, if you want to, you can, and if you don't, that's fine, too. I encourage you to comment over at the www, which you do not have to use, and just go over there and check it often, because Big Fatty's always putting up some kind of silliness over there, and, you know, I always encourage the e-letters and the voice letters, and I've gotten quite a few voice letters this week. In fact, I've got a few since yesterday that I think I'm just going to go right ahead and play right now before the time gets away from me.
Hello?
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 Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello?
Bonjour?
Hi.
How you doing there? Yellow?
Hello?
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 Yo, yo.
Hello?
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 Hi, Big Fatty. This is Melinda from the Selms Bar. And I love your new show. It is awesome. And I wanted to call because Kathy needed some backup. So I just want to say, Kathy, email sucks. It's easy to get confused. And who cares? Who gives a shit? Big Fatty forgives. And he definitely forgets. So forget about it. And I'm going to be in San Francisco when Big Fatty's in San Francisco. So super excited about that. And Big Fatty, keep up the ruination.
Done, Miss Melinda. Y'all, I think that's the first time Miss Melinda from the Soames Bar, California. And by the way, Soames Bar is a place, it is a town, not a drinking establishment. Although I bet you there is a Soames Bar in Soames Bar, California. And I did not know that Miss Melinda was going to be in the San Franciscos when the fat one was there. So that will be a hoot nanny. Y'all, she called the Little Fatty Cast with regularity and sent bottles of gin to Larry H. Vader and I. And whew, this girl can throw some parties, y'all. That's all I'm going to say. And to be in the Castro with Miss Melinda while Big Fatty is in the San Franciscos, Lord have mercy. Now, Miss Melinda, I don't know. I believe you are married because I believe Mr. Vader called your house one night and your husband answered. And will he be attending visit to the San Franciscos with you, or will you be coming as an unaccompanied, I won't say minor, but unaccompanied traveler? Please let Big Fatty know that, okay? And, y'all, Miss Melinda is a perfect example of a great listener. She, doesn't comment that much, but every once in a while she is moved to take an active part, and that's all you have to do every now and then. You know, join the map, send an e-letter, make a voice letter call, any of that kind of stuff is good. But now, someone who is a regular caller to the BFO also called.
Hey, Big Fatty, this is Ramble. Just want to leave you a quick message to thank you for sending me the video that you did the other day. I thought it was really funny, and it sounds like you sent it out to a bunch of people. And I just wanted to say also, I wanted to give you a shout-out on your soon-to-be 100th episode, and I really want to congratulate you on that, and you've reached that very, very quickly. And I just want to say that I'm a big fan of your show, and I think you're hilarious. And I'm really glad that everyone had a great day at Gay Days, and everyone is talking highly of you, so that just shows you what a great guy that you are. So, anyway, I wish you all the best, and hope you have a great day. Bye-bye.
Tom, were they talking highly of me, or were they high when they were talking of me? It's two very, very, very different things. I don't know. But, Tom, thank you so much for the well wishes. And, y'all, I had sent out a little hoot nanny funny to some different podcasters about them running for president. And some of them posted the video to their website. So you might see some of those around as you go down that list of fat favorites over there at the BFO. Now, y'all, I have just received a last-minute call here. I've not had a chance to preview it, so I have no idea who this call is from, so we'll just play it now.
This message is for Mr. Big Fatty. This is Detective Brock Manley from the Criminal Stalking Division of the Federal Bureau of Investigation, Mr. Fatty. And, well, we've got some disturbing news. It seems that Connie McCumley, who you're currently in litigation with, basically she snapped, Mr. Fatty. She has kidnapped her attorney, Solomon Schlemmer Kindman. His whereabouts are unknown. She's broken into the law offices of Dewey, Cheatham, and Howe, and after hours, she assaulted Tony Scoretti, who was working there after hours. She assaulted Juan Rene Rodriguez, who was apparently somehow involved with the late-night goings-on of Mr. Scoretti in the office. I'm unclear on exactly what they were doing, but she indeed assaulted both of them with a high-heeled shoe, the spike heel of which she filed to a needle-sharp point somehow, and it's an awesome weapon. Both Mr. Scoretti and Mr. Rodriguez are doing fairly well under the circumstances. Their injuries are not life-threatening as of now. It was dicey for the longest time. But basically, here's the bottom line, Mr. Fatty. You're in trouble. She left a note, which I'll read to you. I'm going to get that fat bastard. If it's the last thing I do, I'm going to bury my spike heel so deep into his skull that he won't be able to think about anything but shoes. This note constitutes a criminal threat, Mr. Fatty. We don't know Ms. McCumley's whereabouts, but we do, from the events at Dewey, Cheatham, and Howe, know that she is indeed dangerous and she means business. We also are aware that she has your home address and your information, because she did indeed steal the personal files from Dewey, Cheatham, and Howe. She's carrying an orange bag with your picture apparently emblazoned on it, covered by your picture's covered by a red circle with a slash through it. So, just be on your toes, Mr. Fatty. I'll be in contact with you, and of course you can get in contact with your local FBI there for information. Just watch your back. Watch your back.
Oh, Lord, y'all, I thought the saga had ended. Clearly, it's a full moon. Of course, I'm going to have, you know, Cunty McCunt-Cunt flare up on me again. A full moon, getting ready to go on the great vacation to the Californias, and now I've got to be watching my back because crazy Cunty McCunt-Cunt is stalking people and hitting them with her high heel shoe, and has an orange bag with my face on it. Oh, Lord. Well, the only thing I can think to do to help remedy that is maybe play some Memory Lane music. Well, y'all, since yesterday's Memory Lane music, I assume, was a tough one for you, since no one commented that they,
PM Magazine, Our Magazine with Gary Collins.
I'm going to give you an easy one today, and if you do not know this one, especially you, Auntie Vera Charles, then all I've got to say is, Well, y'all, I hope you recognize the theme to The Lucy Show, which ran from 1962 to 1968, and it was the show that came after I Love Lucy and before Here's Lucy. And the premise of the show was that Lucille Ball played the part of Lucy Carmichael, a widow with two children living in Danfield, New York, with a divorced friend, Vivian Bagley, played by Vivian Vance, and her son. Now, Lucy had been left a substantial trust fund by her late husband, which was managed in the seasons after the first seasons by the banker Theodore J. Mooney, who was played by Gail Gordon. And, you know, anything Lucy's in is great. Now, y'all, before the time gets away from you, I'm going to play a little segment from the Archer Show today, and I want you to just listen to this, if you will.
And when I was done with that, I got my book out, and I finished reading, my book, Augustine Burroughs, A Wolf at the Table.
Now, y'all, did you hear the sound that came out of Archer after he said the words, finished reading? I'm going to play it for you one more time. Listen carefully.
And when I was done with that, I got my book out and I finished reading,
y'all, one more time now. Listen very carefully.
And when I was done with that, I got my book out and I finished reading,
Y'all, I swear to God, it sounds like the man shats himself. Dear Lord, we're out of time. But y'all, if you need to, go back and listen to that a couple more times. And y'all, something was very strange. Archer only did a 5-minute show today. I believe that he was sitting there at his computer with his new mic stand, which he dropped on his toe. And I believe that he shat that towel that he sits on, you know, that dude was leaking on. And I think he shat himself, and that's why he cut his show short and only did it for 5 minutes. Well, anyway, let me know what you think about that. It is a full moon, y'all. You might, who knows, you might even shat yourself. Who knows? Or, you know, what can I say? You could mention the word stool softener to Ricky at Foul Monkeys and he could just go pure ape shit. You can leave a comment on the website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.